Chore day sets the stage for family life. Last week, we had a rare bliss-filled moment as parents. My mom was coming from Chicago for a visit in just a couple days, but we had a problem. The house was still in a state of post-holiday chaos. So we called a quick family meeting, and soon after that, we experienced the bliss of five children, none of them on screens, working together to get the house ready for their beloved Grammy. And yes, that bliss lasted probably 10 minutes. But that said, we all worked for the better part of 2 hours, and there were slices of time when things were humming, when the trademark shared work of our household economy was palpable. And when we say humming, here's what we heard. The vacuum cleaner, washing machine, the broom, and lots of communicating. A symphony of sounds that will lift any parent's heart. While the moment is fresh, we'd like to reverse engineer this family chore time to motivate ourselves, and we hope you too. Looking back, we see five ingredients that went into it. We all had a good meal and identified goals together. Instead of heading into our chores thoughtlessly, we focused on stoking the necessary good energy, physically and psychologically. We fueled them with protein. We got their input and buy-in on what was needed to get done before we could welcome Grammy. Secondly, Dad and Mom put skin in the game. We were hands-on, but not overly so, visible and doing tons of communicating. And we did a decent job of resisting the urge to check email or news, since looking at screens sends the message, if Mom and Dad can vanish online, so can I. Thirdly, we all put the screens away. If one of our kids had slipped away to unwind on their Chromebook, it would have been demoralizing to the team. We needed to be in it together, all choosing the one reality of our messy household over the million available virtual realities. Fourth, humor, course correction, affirmation, breaks, hands-on tutorials, shoulder-to-shoulder togetherness. These were all ingredients that went into the chore time being a success. Seven people working more or less for 2 hours equals 14 hours, and a lot can happen. 1 minute can look very different from the next, and we both had to put aside our kind of inbuilt tendency to perfectionism, to 24/7 family unity, and deal with the moments as they came. Fifth, we pushed through frustrations, moods, and little conflicts by directing those moments to God. Like any family, ours sees maybe a dozen skirmishes a day, and family chore times easily see double that amount. None of us were angels, but by offering it up, praying spontaneously, yes, and desperately, with simple words like, Lord, give me patience, forgiving one another quickly, or looking for the best in one another, we all had a productive and satisfying time together. The bonus number six idea is you can always promise something sweet when the work is done. Flow is that state of deep work or immersion in activities when we lose track of time, when we're in the zone. That's a rare kind of state to achieve in your household economy. But you know what? Forget it. Along with all those Instagram perfect images of a Sound of Music family breaking into song as they sweep the floors and dust, let's all just put those comparisons aside. And let's discover the rhythm that the Lord has for our family in this season of life. However choppy or chaotic it seems, it's still a gift from Him.